Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to American Patriots Have Responded, citizensagainstterrorism.org. We are here tonight. My name is Bill Moss. I'm your host, and with me is our co-host, the gracious Deborah Morth. And Deborah, good morning. I mean, good evening. How are you? I didn't go to bed last night. How's that? I'm telling you, good morning.
Oh, you're in a different world than I. You're in Eastern daylight time, Bill.
Yeah. We've got a show tonight, and we want to encourage anybody who wants to call in. We will wrap up a conversation pretty quick to get you on. We want to hear what you want to talk about. If anybody wants to do that, just feel free to call in. And the number to call in would be 515-605-9359. So feel free to call in. It should be a number at the top of your page where the show is showing. We didn't have time tonight to even get any pictures on the page, so I apologize for that. But we've been pretty busy, haven't we, Deborah? We found out about the Lancaster shooting yesterday. This morning, the police released a body cam video, and it showed the man charging at the officer with a long knife. It looked like it was either a hunting knife or a butcher knife. I couldn't really tell on the computer, but he was definitely charging at him. He was definitely a threat to this officer, and this officer did what he had to do. He could not let somebody charge him like that. He came at him like a madman. Did you see it, Deborah?
Bill, the body cam, the officer was heading away from the gentleman when he came out of the door and lunged at him, started running after him. And the body cam was actually in the opposite direction. This officer was running away.
Right. And he actually backed up a few steps even after he pulled his weapon on him. I noticed that as well. You know, there was a riot cause of that. It seems like no matter what an officer does, no matter how good he does his job, they expect him to be able to be beat on, shot at, killed, stabbed. They don't care. They just look for an excuse. These people are just looking for an excuse to go out and wreak havoc in our streets. They're trying to go out into our cities and burn them down. Lord, my gosh, won't you look at Oregon. We saw Phoenix. Remember Phoenix? It just looked like a nuclear bomb went off. And we talked to our boots on the ground in Oregon, and there's a lot of towns flattened like that. You know, there's thousands of people without homes. What are they going to do? You know, and we talked about this last night. Their homeowners ain't going to cover that because this is an act of terrorism. Or they can say, you know, it's an act of civil unrest or it's a riot. And any of those things cost you, you won't be able to collect on your insurance. And these people that's doing this, oh, well, they got insurance. They don't know their butts from a hole in the ground. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully it will be covered under fire. You know, Oregon, the governor, the mayor, all of the commissioners, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, if we have time and whatnot, they're denying that it's happening. So hopefully the insurance companies will have to comply and cover these damages. And they're extensive. Thousands of homes flattened like nuclear bombs went off.
Well, you know, they're denying it, but they've arrested, I think, last count we had was 27 people for arson.
Yeah,
and,
you
know,
yeah.
You can't arrest them and deny it. It's just like they arrest them and they find out they're BLM or they're Antifa, and they're still denying it. I mean, it's ridiculous. But no, honey, I'm sorry to tell you. I used to write insurance, and when you have a house or a business that's burned by civil unrest, arson, or even a terrorist act, which this is what this is. These are terrorists. Make no mistake. People think, oh, well, they're just a bunch of kids that's messing around in their mom and dad's basement letting off steam. They are not. This is organized. This is a thing that is terrible. And we have evidence that we're going to bring out tomorrow about the siege on the White House. You come up with some stuff. And you also come up with their manifesto. So they was saying they was going to do it on the 17th, and they said it was going to do it on the 14th, and then I think it was the 16th. Now they're back to the 17th. And we've got their final drafts of all their plans. And we're going to expose that tomorrow. And I hope that our listeners will come back and listen to it, because, my God, these people, the things they're doing, and there's so much encryption into that message. You know, we was talking about that. And we're not going to expose what it is tonight. We're going to let you wait till tomorrow to hear it. We're going to lead you up. We're going to give you the first night. We're going to give you the siege on the White House plans. And then the next night, we're going to give you their manifesto. But make no mistake, these are terrorists. They want us to be a criminal. Well, not a criminal. They want us to be a communist government. I watched a video with one of the main Black Lives Matters women that's a leader in there, and she just flat said, our goal is communism. You know, and these people have no clue what communism is. We have people that in our organization, we have one person that came here from Russia when he was 12 years old. And if he's talking tonight, I'd like him to call in and talk about communism, if he's able to call in tonight. Because he told me, he says, you know, he says, when I was a kid, we got out when I was 12. He said, but we would stand in a bread line for 4 hours for a loaf of bread and butter so we would have something to eat. Now, you got to remember, who was it that said, well, bread lines are good? Do you remember that?
I don't know who said it, Bill.
It was Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my God.
It was Bernie Sanders. He said, bread lines are good. At least people's eating. Okay.
That's right. Well, he loves
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If these people today had to live on a loaf of bread for a whole family and a stick of butter, they would die. They would die. You know, they don't know what it is to be hungry. You know, they think they do. But the very ones that's out there doing this are either professionals like school teachers. My gosh, look how many school teachers we've had that's got arrested up in Oregon. You know, there's been tons of them. And you know, they're letting them right back into schools. And they're teaching this in the schools. They're teaching in schools that, you know, they're teaching communism. They're teaching Black Lives Matters. They're teaching Antifa good. You know, and they're teaching Islam. And I'll tell you what, on Islam, you know, there's a radical wing of that, and it's dangerous. You know, we've got areas in our country that's no-go zones for American citizens that are not Islamic. Now, I don't know about you, but I grew up in the United States where we were free to roam and go wherever we want in this country. And, you know, if one day I decide to walk down the middle of one of their streets, I'm going to do it. If I decide to drive down it, I'm going to do it. Because we've got to have some guts. We've got to stand up and say no more to all of this radical stuff. We've got to stand up and say, I've had it. I've had enough. I'm tired of watching my country destroyed. And we got to get off the couch, get away from the idiot box, get off the cell phone, get off the little games that you're playing on your cell phone. And you got to man up, or you got to be a woman up. You know, put on your big boy panties, your big girl panties. Get out there and do your job, you know, because nobody's going to do this for you. You know, and it's been over a month now since the president said the American people is going to have to take care of this because the government's not going to protect them. And before that, he praised the guardian angels for their fight to keep a restaurant from burning in the borough. And, you know, we need more people like that. And, you know, we've got an organization going, and we're getting people, but we need more and more and more. This is an army when you go in. Some of these riots have 500,000 people there. You know, look at Portland. I mean, we've been watching the live streams. We've been doing intel on them and everything else. You run Command Central when we're out on the street. You know what it's like. And, you know, and there's so many people that show up with their AR-15s and their little uniforms. But then when it gets tough, they take off. And we need men and women that got the intestinal fortitude to get up there and take a stand. And there are some out there, you know, and if you don't have it, don't bother. Okay. Just sit in your house, wait for them to come, wait for them to burn it, kill you, whatever they're going to do. Because, you know, if you're not going to get out there and you're able, then you kind of deserve what comes to you in a way. You know, we try to protect everybody and we'll try to protect you. But if we fall short, whose fault is that? It's the people that don't get off the couch. It's the people that don't get away from the idiot box and the cell phone. It's those people that do it. And, you know, I mean, I get thinking about this, and it just infuriates me that people are so complacent, you know. They think, well, the government's going to take care of us. You know what? Look at the government. Look at what they've done just in the last 2 years. And then go back and look what they've done in the last 12. If you go back 13 years, you're going to see when you hit that 12-year mark exactly where this started. You're going to see exactly where it started. We've got the race baiters out there beating their drums. We've got the racist people in Black Lives Matter, okay? When you say no life matters until Black Lives Matters, and you get mad and threaten to kill somebody because they say all lives matter, then you're a racist. I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're yellow, red, or green. I don't care what color you are. If you say no lives matters until these lives matters, what you're saying is we're willing to kill everybody but us to get our way. And by gosh, that's what they're doing. Look at all the people that's died in the fires, just in Oregon. Now, look at California burning. I mean, you got it not too far from you, okay? And, you know, if you look at the fire map, if you get on the computer and look at the fire map, you know, about the whole third of the U.S. on the western side's on fire, and then there's a trail comes right down the coast, right on across almost to Florida. And now today we was talking to one of our organizers in Georgia and said they were starting to set them there. And look what they done to that building, the Babcock building. An antebellum home building. It was for a mental hospital. And they burned it down. What is the sanity in that? You know, I've seen them take homeless people's belongings and set them on fire on the street in these riots. You know, these people already don't have nothing. You know, they don't have nowhere to go. And just what do you expect? I mean, you know, for these people doing this kind of thing, you look, and anytime there's a little bit something go on, they turn right around and they say, okay, now we got an excuse to riot. Okay. How long did it take when the officer shot the guy with the knife? About 5-10 minutes, the bullhorns come out.
It was a party and they knew it. And I got to say, you mentioned something. Now, we found out this morning about a gentleman, if I can call him that, Alex. Blagg, B-L-A-G-G, where you're going to
post
the link.
Oh, what a work
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you mentioned the people out there that are not doing anything because we're sitting in our homes and we're hoping the government comes through with the justice system, the police, the governments, and all the National Guard. I've got to say, this is a definite coordinated effort. Can you talk to us about what we watched on this live feed from, or this feed from the comptroller for the West Coast Antifa? What he's going to do
for
the West Coast?
Oh, Lord, he's a piece of work. Let me tell you, I liked them windshields he had for glasses, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's just a typical Antifa person, you know, dorky looking. You know, if they don't look like dorks, they look like Teletubbies. They're fat, they're pale, they got a little purple lump of hair on their head. And I hope that guy from Louisville hears me, because I thought he was cute. I'd have liked to took him and gave him away for Christmas to some little kid, because he looked like a Teletubby. Okay? They're ridiculous looking, start with. I want to get that out of the way. Now, you can call me some kind of name for saying that. You know, you can say I'm prejudiced for ridiculous-looking people. Well, you know, everybody to their thing. But, you know, I have a little bit of pride in my appearance. And, you know, I try to carry myself well. I don't, you know, dress sloppy. I don't run around, you know, with my hair purple and the sides of it shaved. I mean, I just think, you know, it shows their immaturity. But this comptroller that you're talking about, he got on. And he actually told Antifa, he was an Antifa comptroller. We got the video. It's going to be posted on Citizens Against Terrorism Facebook page after the show. You'll be able to go on there in about 30 minutes after the show. You'll be able to see this video. This guy gets up and he praises them for all the burning they've been doing. Talks about how they're going to burn it down. And then he turns around and, you know, he's going through all this. And then he says, but there's one problem. Somebody opened their mouth. And he pretty much gave the guy a warning by calling him out by name. Okay? So if Terry ends up somewhere in a ditch, I guess, you know, you got that fella to think. Because these are people that are highly financed. Now, you stop and think, this guy's a professional comptroller. He gets high dollars. He's not doing that for nothing. He's not handling all that money that's backing them. You know, I mean, just San Francisco the other day. We looked just in San Francisco. They raised $52,000 to get these jaybirds out of jail that needs to be locked up and the key thrown away. And a lot of them, if they're responsible for a death, they need to be executed. But they're just turning around and letting them go. And I'm so doggone mad about that. I mean, it just really fires me up when I get thinking about it. You know, you've got these people out here killing people. They're out here attacking people. They're out here doing all these things. And they turn them right back loose. We talked about it last night. You know, there was seven times that several people, they said, in New York was released in a 24-hour period and went right back to riot. All they had to do was promise not to riot again. And then they went out and rioted, and they took them back. Well, you got to promise not to riot again, and they go right back out. That's like telling a three-year-old kid, you know, you can only have one piece of chocolate and leave it laying there in front of him all day long and walking away. That kid's going to eat that candy bar. They're going to get by with anything they can. And it's about time patriots stand up and put a stop to this. You know?
Well,
and,
bring that up. Bill, I've got to tell you, you know, when we watched the, we pulled up a gentleman that is kind of out there, discredited, could be conspiracy, but he brought up an interesting point, and you brought it up, that we're not doing anything. Because I believe the number one reason is a lot of us have a lot to lose. When you have a lot to lose, you don't want to get out there and stick your neck out. Where these people are not only being financed, they are being promoted and they're being let loose. They have nothing to lose but to gain. Now, when we watched that possible conspiracy that I'll just mention it. Don't take this as true. It was real out there stuff. But he was acting like a million people were going to be burned out of their homes in Oregon when this is all said and done. And 100,000 people, men with armed that used to have something now have nothing or going to take to Oregon and take it over. Well, we can't believe conspiracy. We have to prove things up. But you know what it got me thinking? Exactly what you just said. These people have nothing to lose, and all of us patriots usually have a lot to lose. So when everybody gets to the point where they got nothing to lose, maybe we'll stop acquiescing. Maybe we'll get our rear ends up. My dad used to say, get your bottom up. Like you said the other day, it made me laugh. Dad used to say that. Get your bottom off of my property. So that's what we need to do, is get our butts up. What do we think about that, Bill? Do we have to wait till we have nothing?
Well, I'm not going to. And I tell you what, now, you know, they're going out into the country. Did I not tell everybody, have I not been telling everybody all along that their plan was to wreak havoc in the cities and then to go out into the suburbs, go out into the country to set fires and to ride out there and cause all the damage and all the lost life they could? Now, have I not been saying that all along?
Absolutely. And
you know,
did you not
a lot of people say, well, how do you know that? Well, I'll tell you what, and I'll tell Antifa, they don't know. Because when they started doing their death threats, I passed a note back to them with more information on the person that drew up got my information than he had on me. But I've got people on the dark web. And those people let me know what's going on. So if you want to go on the dark web and you want to do things, look over your shoulder. Some of those guys are the ones that programmed all that. Okay? And so there's nothing you're going to hide. There's nothing you're going to hide. There's some things I won't put out in public because I think it's best we know what you're up to and you don't know it. But now you got to worry about, just like you got to worry about when you come into the city, is citizens against terrorism there. Now you got to worry about where you communicate. And I love watching what you say on Signal.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they think they're snag on sly, but they're not.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we've got people in our organization that can do everything they do and more. Okay.
Yep.
You know, and it's amazing to me that, you know, they look at these militia units like it was in Louisville. Okay. They show up, you know, they're with Viking. And then 20 people get cut off, and everybody takes off and leaves them. And they see it as a sign of weakness. Okay? They see it as a sign of weakness. We don't back off. We went in and got them. And we don't without
Thank
a
God.
Shot fired.
Thank
when
God.
We come in, when we come in, we don't come in to pick a side. We've had Black Lives Matter people at protest. And they was, you know, being peaceful and just, you know, having a peaceful march. And we've handed out refreshments to them. They don't know who we are, but we handed them out refreshments. Okay? And we've had Black Lives Matter people come in and Antifa, and they wreak havoc. Then we have to deal with them. And if you think you're going to hurt a police officer in our presence, oh, boy, you got another thing coming. You know, if you take an officer down, we're going to get that officer back behind the lines. And
if you cut him off,
we're going to get him out.
What about the two L.A. cops in Compton? And by the way, my brother was born in Compton, so that really hits me hard here. Back in 1951, and we lost my brother in 2016. And I'm going to tell you, nobody knows this. I spoke to my family today. I spoke to my mother. She's 91, and she says, I said, did you watch how they blocked the emergency room entrance and exit? And said, I hope they die Kill the BITCH. Can we talk about this? Because you brought up cops. What we will do on the streets if they hurt blue lights? What do we do? What do we do about them blocking the exits and entrances to ambulances going into the hospital and wishing these people dead? Saying that out loud, doing a chant.
Well, personally, when they block an emergency room exit, they're impeding a emergency vehicle, and they're breaking the law, okay? And if they're keeping somebody from getting treatment, I don't care if it's a police officer or a heart attack patient or anything, then they're taking a chance of committing murder. And, you know, that to me is about the same as attempted murder right there. So if we're there, they better move. Because when we come, we're going to come in force. We're not always going to come in small groups. You might see a small group of us, but there's going to be more around. And there's going to be more even around that you don't see until we call them in. And the bad thing is, the way we go in, most time you don't even know we're there. Now, if we go into a hot zone and everybody's like we was in Louisville, you know, all these hoodlums running around with AR-15s and guns and stuff, waving them in malicious faces and them not doing nothing. I mean, you gave me the heads up on that when we were rolling in. It's a different story with us. You know, we go there to keep the peace. We go there to protect the community and the people. We go there to protect the police officers, and we'll do what we have to do to do it. But there's one mistake you can make. It's take that gun and point at one of us. You're not going to wave it in our face very long. So, I mean, they need to know this. They need to know this. We don't go in to hurt anybody, and that's the last result, okay? And each of our people are individually responsible for their decision, and they know that. But I don't want people in the street that's going to have to say, well, that guy's got a gun in my face. Should I shoot him or just let him shoot me so I don't go to jail? Or so I don't lose my house, or so I don't lose my job. You know, when you carry a firearm, and this goes for everybody. Now, there's some good militias out there, but I was sorely disappointed with the ones that were there in Louisville, okay? When you go out and you carry a firearm, you've got a responsibility. You've got, number one, the responsibility to protect yourself and your family. The other responsibility is when you strap that firearm on, you have a responsibility to protect others. And it's, you know, if you don't want to be able to protect another person's life, then you shouldn't have that firearm. You shouldn't carry one. And you sure shouldn't go into one of these situations. Now, there was a man on last night that called in, and he was a real good guest, and we really enjoyed talking to him. He did make a statement, though. He said, you know, if we could get 200 or 300 people to go out and just take a stand, they don't have to be armed. When you got 200 or 300 people and you got 50,000 on the other side with firearms, when you got 100,000 or 500,000 on the other side with firearms, then you're going to get 200 or 300 people killed real quick. And, you know, we conceal carry a lot in these crowds. You don't even see our weapons. We don't want to provoke nobody because we're there simply to assist the police, protect the community, and protect people's lives on both sides. Now, you know, they see us when we start to do something, and then automatically we're considered racist, militant militia people. We're not a militia. We're setting up to be a charity as well as to protect the towns, protect the police officers, work with them. You know, police says we get somewhere and an officer says we need you to go and guard that building. We'll go guard that building. We'll do what they need us to do, and we'll do whatever we have to do to protect it. We've had people's had feces, urine, CS gas mixed, I mean, not CS gas, sarin gas mixed with water. They've had bear spray, pepper spray, mace, CS gas put on, thrown on them. And they've been hitting head with bottles. They've been hitting the head with, you know, bricks and all kinds of things. And, you know, our people have been pretty much gloves off and just defensive, right? But now they've stepped the game up to where our people are going to have to be a little more aggressive. And I've done told our people, you know, no more, no more. If you go into a place that's as hot as Louisville was and everything, take your long arms. Take your long arms. And I want them to, because I want to be able to protect yourself. It's all right to have a bunch of magazines and a 45. But if you've got somebody down the street shooting at you over top of a roof or something, you're going to have something to reach up and get them. And we're going to have to be prepared for that in the future, okay? I don't want to see anybody get killed. That's the last thing I want to see. But the thing I want to see even less is one of our people or a police officer get killed. These murders of these police officers that were in L.A. County, guarding a train station, they were just sitting outside the train station, you know, keeping an eye on what was going on. And this little weasel of a guy, 5'2", I think they said he was a black guy, sneaks up and shoots him. Okay? One of the people they shot was the mother of a 6-year-old autistic boy. You know, she needs to be taking care of her kids. She's out there trying to protect them. If they just act right, she would be out there laying her life down to protect them. Instead, they sneak up like little children and shoot at them. And, you know, we've got a responsibility, if we carry firearms and we see something like that, to stop it. I've stepped in before to protect an officer. And, you know, thank God I didn't have to shoot the person once he told him, said, you better look to your left, because to your right, because that guy over there's got a pistol pointed at your head. Then the guy decided to lay down the pipe. But he was at the point, the officer hadn't unsnapped his holster, and he couldn't get to it fast enough if that guy charged him. And I saw the situation, and I took action. Had he charged him, I would have shot him, you know. And when the sheriff's department got there, they said, well, you'd have been totally justified. I said, I know I would have. I said, you know, I said, all he had done was make one more step. I said, that's how close he come. And because I wasn't going to let him charge that officer. So if you're out and you're about and you're thinking about hurting an officer, you better hope one of us aren't around.
That's right.
We're not going to put up with it. It's time that the American people stand up. It's time they get off, like I said, off their bottoms. And I'll say that nicely, like your daddy did. And it's time, Lord, it's time to wake up. You know, I mean, hear me, people, wake up, wake up.
Well,
you know,
and
Paul Revere's riding down the road. You know, the idiots are coming. The idiots are coming. You know, and these people are just literally going out. They've said all along they're going to burn the bitch down. That's exactly what they said, you know. And, you know, that's part of their chant, isn't it? Don't they have something in their chant like that? I can't remember exactly what it is.
They're gonna peace, justice. What is it? Justice and peace, or we're going to take you out here. We're going to burn you down. And
right.
I don't even want to remember their chant. I do have information. I think this is a good plug for people to get on board and check out Citizens. I do have new footage. We have new security footage that shows moments after the LA police officers were shot in their cruiser that they were ambushed. Can we put that on the link on the page after this show as well?
We sure can if they don't take it down. You know how Facebook is.
Right. And,
you know.
So I've got that footage. And by the way, they're both recovering. Those officers are both in recovery, which, thank God, you know. thank you that they're still alive the way they were shot in the head. So that's the good news.
Right. It sure is. And, you know, I want to thank Facebook for taking me down. I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when they took me down, it did nothing but help us. It did nothing but help us. Because we get on here, we tell the truth, we have our commentary, we, you know, tell what we think about it. It's mine and your thoughts. It's not the organization's thoughts, but it's our thoughts. And, you know, we don't, what we say doesn't, necessarily reflect the organization. We don't speak for everybody. But this is a way to get out and educate people. You know, when they took me down, I just started doing the breaking news. I've done a few videos. And we've got some really nice comments. I got one that said, finally, thank you for telling somebody to tell the truth. You can't find it anywhere or something like that. It was, you know, it was along that line. And, you know, and it made me feel good, you know, because we watch TV. You don't see this stuff. I walked into the where the TV is the other night, and I looked, and I'm watching all this violence and destruction, okay? And I walk out of the office, and I walk in there, and I'm watching it live, too. I'm not watching it, you know, something somebody taped like a movie. I walk out there, and they're talking about Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and, you know, all these Democrat and Republican people. You know, well, you know what? I don't think anybody that's had their place burnt down, their town burnt down, I don't think there's a person in Phoenix, Arizona, gives a crap right now about any of them, Democrat, Republican, Independent. I don't think they care. They've lost everything they have. And like I said, they're not going to get their insurance money. The insurance will not pay under these circumstances. And, you know, that guy said, you know, they was going to raise 1 million people. They had 1 million people that was going to march in and take it over. I can't find the credibility in it. I can't find anything else. We've talked to boots on the ground up there, and they said, no, there's nothing that they know of. But they would check into it. But they said they seriously doubted it. And, you know, I don't know what, you know, if they did, I couldn't blame them. Okay. I couldn't blame them for taking their state back. Because sooner or later, we're going to have to do that. Sooner or later, we're going to have to do that.
I was excited. I was excited it could be possible that 100,000 men out of that million that was unfathomable. And if people do not think that there could not be 1 million homeless, and look at Phoenix, Oregon, look at these towns, they're gone. They are wiped out. And what about the drones? Now, I heard everyone say, well, backfire, they use drones to set fires. And that sounded like a helicopter. We watched YouTube. Now, these are all
It was
not
a helicopter.
Confirmed. Yeah, this is all not confirmed. But why are they shooting flames out of a helicopter or a device that's flying into a forested area that doesn't even look like it's smoky? And these are real pictures. I mean, are they photoshopped? I mean, we haven't confirmed them, but it looked like Oregon to me. It looked like heavily forested areas. What do we make
right.
of that?
Well, I mean, all we can do is look at it and try to pick it apart. You know, we try to debunk what we read, and what we can't debunk is what becomes the truth. You know, the first thing it caught two of our organizers was, and you, we caught on to the fact that, hey, that's a helicopter. You know, a drone does not sound like a helicopter, you know.
Nope.
They might make a little bit of noise, but they don't do that like a helicopter. And especially if you turn your volume up, you can hear it. You know, you can tell what it is. And so, I mean, you know, there's a problem here. You know, there's misinformation on both sides, okay? And so, I mean, we're trying to make it our job as a news commentary. We're trying to make it our job to just get the facts out, tell you what we think about it, let you digest it. And if you want to, you can call in and tell us what you think about it. We can chew the fat for a while. You know, that's an old Southern saying. I don't know if y'all say that out there. But we can sit down and chew the fat. We can talk about it and see what, you know, we come up with. And always two heads is better than one if they're level, you know. So, you know, I wish people would take more time that rather than just sitting and listening to call in and say, hey, you know, this is what I want to talk about tonight. And if we, you know, if we don't have a jam-packed show like we've been having, you know, where we've got so much information to get out in 1 hour, because that's all we get a day is 1 hour right now. If we don't have a jam-packed show like that, then we can take those calls, you know. And I was tickled to death to have that gentleman call from New York last night. If he's listening, I'd like to get him back on the show. I'd like to hear more about what he thinks. But, you know, something else that comes to mind. Did we talk about the Clackamas County Commissioners?
I was going to talk about that, Bill. We found now that is documented, provable county commission meeting on Zoom. Can we refer them to the link and talk about this? Is real. This is confirmed.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, now where we found it was a questionable site, but this is a Zoom. You can look at it if you live up there. You can see that your leaders. There's no denying. And, you know, they was kind of snickering and scoffing at this deputy. And he's saying, look, he says, we got it. You know, we've got Antifa and they're putting out gas cans and chainsaws in places so they can set the woods on fire, set the town on fire, and then cut the power poles, the utility poles down to block the roads. So, you know, the emergency services can't get in. The people can't get out. Everybody's trapped one way or another. And, you know, this is just premeditated murder. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. It's premeditated murder. And I think we need to bring back old Sparky, or we need to bring back the news, and we need to just start taking care of things. You know, I think we need to change the laws in our states that if you kill somebody, you swing from the courthouse square. We talked about that the other night. I think it kind of took you aside when I said that. But, you know, when people was hung, they didn't do as much as when they just went to sleep with a shot. You know, they didn't do as much when they got put in old Sparky and got lit up either. And, you know, I think it's time we bring back the capital to capital punishment. I think it's time that we start putting these criminals in jail, keeping them in jail. I hope. Now, they said that they're arresting the Antifa leaders as terrorists. This comptroller, this Alex Blagg, he's all over there. His face, he's saying what he is. He's praising them for burning things. You know, it's like there's more yet to come. Right? You know, why are they not? I mean, if we've got this film, why have they not done went and picked him up and throwed him in jail? Because right there is enough to do it.
Well,
okay.
You know what I think? I think if everybody goes to our page and looks at the link of the, let me mention their names. I hope that's okay with you, Bill. Can I mention the commissioners' names in Clackamas?
Oh,
County?
No, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Oh, yeah, I would. Jim Bernard.
Oh!
He thought it was hysterical. Watch Sonia Fisher smirking and laughing at the fact that police Captain Smith is begging them for a curfew, because this is Antifa as far as he knows. Now, what do they want him to do, Bill? They want him to confirm who his source is. Can we talk
Yeah,
about
his confidential this? Informant. His
yeah.
confidential informant. And okay. Anybody knows that you never burn your informant. And you got to look. This is a board of commissioners that are Antifa and BLM sympathizers. It's been very obvious from the very beginning. The sheriff even is pussyfooting around saying it. They suspended an officer who told a live streamer that these Black Life MFers are going around doing a whole bunch of shit. They suspended him for saying that. But the next day, they picked up, I think it was an Antifa, wasn't it? Antifa member for doing that. And they picked him up on a federal, on an indictment. Now, you don't say tonight or this evening or today even that, you know, there's nothing, and then arrest somebody on a indictment passed down from the grand jury the next day. It don't happen. You've got to schedule with the grand jury. You got to get in with the grand jury. He knew when he laid that, when he took that officer off duty, he knew when he suspended him that that officer was right. And I tell you what, if I lived in Clackamas County or if I lived in Oregon, I would be going mad. I would be up there. I would be screaming. I would be hollering. And I'd say, cut this man loose. You know, give him his job back. Let him back out on the street, because at least we know we've got one in Clackamas County that's got the backbone to stand up and call it what it is and to try to fight it. They even asked the streamer not to show the location of the fire department if they was there fighting, because they did not want Antifa to come and attack the firefighters.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you've got this board of directors. Oh, yeah. You know, and well, I don't think we ought to put a curfew on. You know, it people might take offense to it, basically.
They,
that's what that woman was
saying. They'll panic, Bill. They'll panic. We don't want to alarm them. And I want everybody to go watch that link. I was at a city council meeting where my family, where I was raised in San Gabriel Valley. And I've got to tell you, these Zoom meetings, they are very, very telling. This was a damning 12 minutes that we watched them be so cavalier that these are ancient forests up in Oregon and Washington and Northern California, even San Gabriel Valley, where there's a bobcat fire burning my family's area. Let me tell you, these are irreplaceable forests that have been not only mismanaged, are being, in, it looks like, intentionally destroyed. Thousands of years of growth and trees, and it's beautiful. I haven't been to Oregon in a while. I was just up to Washington a couple of years ago. But let me tell you, Bill, what are we going to do? I want everybody to watch these five or eight goofballs. There was only one that took it seriously and said he was very disturbed. And I want to bring him out. Paul Savas. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. S-A-V-A-S. Thank you, Paul Savas. Savas, Commissioner. He sat down and said, this is extremely disturbing if this is real.
Well, you know, when the fire commissioner resigned up there,
right.
You know, they tried to play it that he had lost the confidence of the of his supervisor. But what he had done, his supervisor got PO'd because the police were busy, the fire department was busy, the volunteers were busy, even our boots on the ground was busy, and somebody was missing, and he said, I'll go look for him. And that's what
right.
That whole rigmarole was over. And finally he said, I've had enough of it, I quit. And kudos to him.
Yes.
Kudos to him.
He didn't resign because they're dissatisfied. He's walking away. He's walking
yes.
away. He cannot co-sign this. That's what it was about. He won't co-sign it. He won't go along with this. This is murder. This is insane.
And you know what gets me about all this? Now you take a 17-year-old man, not a boy, a man, a 17-year-old man. He tries to retreat from about 500 people chasing him, throwing things at him, shooting at him. He tries to get out peacefully. He's attacked several times. He has to use deadly force to protect his own life, right? You take
Kenosha.
Him.
Kenosha.
And
okay.
you get him up there, And you know, all these people are killing people, and they're just letting them go, okay?
Right.
But he
right.
gets up there. He protects, you know, he's there to protect a business. He put a fire out in a church. I mean, he rendered aid, first aid. He was an EMT. He rendered first aid to a person that had that was one of the rioters that was shot in the foot. And then after that, that's when they started tracing him, hollering, kill him. And you know what happens? You let somebody like that that takes a stand, that does the right thing, and then all of a sudden, Rashida Tlaib got up the next morning and called him a murderer. And then you go on Facebook, and Facebook is pulling every post that you put up about Kyle Rittenhouse. They're pulling every post you put up about it, and they're kicking people off for posting things about him. Okay? And then at the same time, Kel-Tec takes Gage, the guy that tried to shoot him twice before he shot him and blew his arm up. They take him, and Kel-Tec holds him up like some kind of daggone hero. And, oh, Lord, here he is. You know, this poor innocent guy, this poor innocent convict that's carrying a weapon when he's got felonies on his records, according to Kyle's attorneys, you know, the records they released on him. And, you know, at the same time, you know, Kel-Tec, are you kidding me? They want Second Amendment people to buy their guns, and they're doing that? Well, I tell you what, we called for it last night. We're going to call for it every night. We want people to boycott Kel-Tec. There's a lot of guns out here that you can get, very good guns you can get. Go buy you a Colt. Go buy you a Rock Island. Go buy you a Smith & Wesson, okay? You know, you don't have to buy these guns from these people who are actually against what your rights are. And anytime a company does something like that, that's what they're doing, okay? And I don't want nothing to do with them. I had thought about looking at one here a little while back, but I'm glad I didn't now, because I'd have probably took it and throwed it in the river.
I set up a whole display, Bill, a whole post to go out to Twitter, Facebook, send it out on Facebook to all my groups, another bunch of groups. Did you know every single one was pulled? I'm surprised I wasn't pulled off Facebook. Did you know they pulled, and my post stated, here, look, Kel-Tec is they're making Gage a hero. He's a hero because he tried to kill Kyle Rittenhouse as they chased
right.
him, 500 people. So there you go. It got pulled off. No, nobody wants to.
Well,
I
mean, look at Facebook, what they've done to me. All I was doing was being an admin on my own page. It's a closed group. We check people. If they don't qualify, we don't take them in. And we don't just take anybody, because we got a 70% turndown rate just on the initial screening before we get into really checking them out. You know that. And I've talked to some other groups like us, and they're running the same rate. You know, the groups like us are not out here to just get some gun-happy person in there. Or you know, and we've had several people from Antifa and Black Lives Matter try to get in on the page. But they're going to sharpen up their game, because, I mean, we can spot them from a mile away, and they don't get on. We had a point where Facebook opened our closed page up and let a bunch of them in, and every now and then one of them show their little head, and when they do, we chop it off. We put them out of the group. You know, they get on there, they want to start trouble, then they're gone. You know, they can try all they want to get on that page and get information, but you know yourself, we never discuss what we do on Facebook. We've got our own ways of communicating, and we keep our people safe. But I mean, you know, it's just aggravating to watch all this going on, you know, and this comptroller getting up here bragging on the fires they set, okay, and all this stuff. And you know, we're getting the intel, like we said, on what they have planned for the White House. There's a lot of encrypted stuff in it. We'll be going over it tonight and tomorrow. We'll be highlighting it, and we'll be bringing it to light. We also have their manifesto that we'll be doing the night after. I think it's important that people hear this stuff. Now, if they want to believe it or not, it's up to them, okay? But we're here to educate you if you're willing to learn. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Right.
And you can lead a man to freedom, but you can't make him fight. And if you don't fight, you're not going to get that freedom. It's time American people stand up, ready to fight. They join together. They go out and put an end to this as peacefully as possible. But make no mistake, it needs an end put to it. And I think the people's going to be surprised in the next couple of weeks if things don't straighten up somewhere. And that's all I'm going to say, because I can't say more. You know what I'm talking about.
I certainly do.
And I think they're going to be surprised, because the people are getting ready to rear their ugly head. And, you know, you don't want to have to do something like that. But sooner or later, somebody needs to come in and sweep the garbage out of the streets.
That's right.
And I'm afraid that's what's getting ready to happen. So
well,
you just watch the next 2-3 weeks, see what happens. It might happen even quicker. You know, their little siege on the White House, I don't think that's going to work. You know, I really don't think that's going to work. Because, you know, the president, if he has to, he can enact the Insurrection Act of 1945. If he does that, he can bring them in. He can replace the governors. He can have the governors are replaced with the commander of the guard. The commander of the guard can fire the mayors, and heads can roll. And people can be appointed until a special election is to fill those jobs. And we'll all be under military, we'll all be under military law. It's going to be martial law if he does that. And I think he's trying to hold off long enough to let people have a chance to take a stand. But there's so many of them that just don't want to stand, you know. People's, I'm out in the country, I'm okay. Well, we've been telling you it's coming, folks. We've been telling you, oh, boy, did it come.
Yeah, it's coming.
Just look at Oregon. Look at California, especially the rural areas. Look at all the destruction. You know, and these people has worked their whole life. You know.
It reminds me of Winston Churchill. He said, you know what he said, when we, I'll paraphrase, when we trade freedom for security, the man deserves neither. And I'm going to step up and say one thing about that. We have traded our freedom for security, and now we don't even have that. And that is a problem.
Well, I think it was Thomas Jefferson said that the tree of liberty, from time to time, must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that says a whole lot if you stop and think about it. But I don't know what happened. Because I know World War I, World War II, man, we had some people, you know, all back through history. We had people that stood up and fought for this country. And they didn't sit in their house. They run down to sign up to the military. They run down to sign up, you know, to the militias back in the old days, because the militias was the military, you know, during the Revolutionary War. And they got themselves together. And, you know, citizens groups got together. And they protected their communities. But I'm not seeing a whole lot of that. And I just pray that people will wise up, wake up, come see us, come visit our website, citizensagainstterrorism.org. That's citizensagainstterrorism.org. You can go down the page, check it out, and then you can go back up to the top. There's a Facebook rally point. You hit that Facebook rally point, it'll take you to our Facebook page where you can join. And then once you're cleared for the initial clearance, then we will invite you and tell you how you can actually join and become an active member defending your communities. And we're, you know, if you're a troublemaker, don't come in, because you're not going to make it. But other than that, we just pray that everybody will start standing up, join in with us or join in with a group like us and protect your cities. And with that, I'm going to say God bless you all. God bless America. God bless us all. Amen.